Good evening, Abbas and Felix and Hanukkah. There's a famous kasha that Shkoich. The Gemara says, when it comes to my Hanukkah, the famous sugi of my Hanukkah, when it goes to the details of Hanukkah, the Gemara, it's a fascinating Gemara. It's really unbelievable Gemara. Chafal from based in Shabbos. So much to be learned about this Gemara. The Gemara discusses what's the nace of Hanukkah. I just want to briefly go through, because I had a feeling now, and I want to share this with you. My Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah? The Tana Rabbanan, B'chofei B'Kislev, on the 25th of Kislev. Yoimei the Hanukkah, the days of Hanukkah. I'm skipping a few lines. No, what happened was, Shenichnusu Yavonim Leheichol, the Yavonim entered the Heichol, Timukal Hashmanim, they made all the oils, they made Tomei, purposely. V'kshigavu Malchus Beis Hashmano, when they Beis Chashmonai became more stronger. V'nitzchon, they were able to win over them. They were victorious over them. Botku, they searched for Loimotsu, and they did not find Elo only. Pach Echot Shel Shemen, one bottle of wine, of oil, excuse me. Single track minded. Shamunach Bechoy Samoy, which had the Choysem Shel Kain Godel, which are the stamp of the Kohen Gadol, v'loyhaya boy, and it was only sufficient for one day of burning. Nasa boy neis, there was a neis, v'dlikum menishmoy nuyomim, and 8 days were lit without dispute. There's so many diukim in that Gemara. Leshono acheres, on the following year, kavom, they established for some yomim toivim behal v'oido, they made and Yom Tov out of this, of Halaloi Dov, praising the Rebbeinu Shleilom. This is the Gemara. Meshveh asked the Gemara, which is asked by many, many Achronim as well. There's many questions on this sugya, but certainly one question can be asked, Leshono Acheres, why only on the next year? The next year, Kavom, should be a Yom Tov. The next year. The Mephosh, the Achronim ask, and this question asked for Meshveh, But many Achronim asked the question, why only the next year? Surely it was such a gewaltige neis. Why did they wait for the next year to establish this into a Yom Tov? Why? Leshono haba, leshono acheres, the following year. If you see a great neis, certainly you should have established it as a Yom Tov on that very year. Chofei Kislev, well, maybe a few days into the neis, they should have, as they're experiencing the great neis of the Hashem, should establish into a neis straight away. Why did they wait for the following year? Leshono haba, leshono acheres, the following year they establish into a Yom Tov. Why did they wait a whole year for that? Yeah.
Because they got a Yom Tov out of a star
mix,
Yom Tov relives itself every year. So the next year when they felt it reliving, then they knew that this, you need to make a Yom Tov.
When they felt beautiful Moshe, really nice. Moshe says, isn't that nice? As they experienced the next year, they felt was so special, so they felt the gewaltige Akkos HaTov to Hashem. That's when they felt they can establish into a Yom Tov. What a very nice teretz. Chesed a beautiful teretz, yes.
They don't have a Sanhedrin anymore.
Correct. Correct.
So they don't have the authority.
They don't have the authority, so therefore, it's not a proper Yom Tov, it's true. I want to share with you that my Shvei always says, from here you see, you always need to, when you get very excited about something, you don't make great decisions when you're very excited about something. You need a bit of distance. Wait a year. Only if you have a bit of distance, then you make big decisions. Don't make the big decisions in the heat of the moment. You wait a bit, you take a bit of distance, and you revisit the issue a little bit, and when you see, yes, Taka, he deserves a Yom Tov, only then you make big decisions. Don't make decisions in the heat of the moment. You take a bit of distance, and you revisit the matter, and you think about it thoroughly, and with a bit of distance, and then you say, oh, it was Taki great neis, only then you make the decision, and you establish it as a Yom Tov. This is a beautiful teretz. I think it's beautiful. I don't know where he gets this from, but it's a beautiful teretz. But I think that this also makes us think about something else. It certainly also gives us a bit of a chizek, that we should think from our own perspective again. Every year, as we go through the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'Avoseinu, we have to think, now is the time to look at things with a bit of perspective, to what happened throughout the year, Leshona Haba, to think about the next year, what happened throughout the year, all the Nisim, that every single one of us
had and experienced over the year personal nisim, personal developments, personal reasons to have a kol zatov to Hashem. Whatever, we had simchas over the year, we had nisim over the year, and all this is a right time to think about it and to thank Hashem for our own personal nisim that happened through the year. Leshana haba kavom has a yom tov. I think this is certainly part of the intention of the brach of sha'as nisim la'viseinu. Yeah, okay. We have started discussing additional halachas of Kriyas Shema. The first seif, which in Siman Samach Aleph, which we learned yesterday, is the way we have to say Shema. Definitely a very challenging seif. Seif Aleph, Yikru Kriyas Shema, Bekavono, Be'emo, V'yiro, Be'resu, Be'zeya. He has to be done with right intention. He has to be done Be'emo, V'yiro, Be'resu, Be'zeya, by trembling. Very challenging seif indeed. Maybe let us continue with Seif Beis. Seif Beis says the following: Asher Anoichim Metzavecha Hayoyim. When we say the words Asher Anoichim Metzavecha Hayoyim, Haynu Loima, Bechol Yoyim, every day, Yu Beinecho Kechadoshim, it should be as if it's new. Veloi, unlike Kemi Shekva Shoma Oyser Harbe Pa'omim. Somebody who heard these decrees, these mitzvahs many times, she'einoi choviv etzlo, which is not precious to him. This is undoubtedly the greatest challenge, to say Shema with great chavivas and islavas as if it's new. We say it every single day. We say it by shachis. We say it later on again by ma'ariv. We say kiyas shema shalamita. We say it so many times a week, a month, a year. The challenge is that we say it as if it's new and fresh every single day. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Seif Katan Dalet. This actually goes in the previous Seif, but we might as well say it over here. Bereses Vizel. Kosova Tor B'Shem Rav Amram. The Torah says in the name of Rav Amram. Again, this is on the previous Seif, but let's see it over here. Leshavi Inish Lekira Shema. The way we should approach Kriyas Shema, bechol zman the kori leke put gemar chadosha, like a new decree. Vuksav tzivu yamelech ad nemin dinosoi. V'yachshev belibo, and he should say to his heart, ilu melech basav adam. If any king would send shalech put gemar chadosha, would send a new decree. Bevadai, certainly, or call bnei medina korin oisah beemo v'hiro v'res v'zer. Imagine the king would come out with a new decree, would read it with great fear. What's the new decree of the king? What's the gzeiro chadosha of the new king? Kal v'choyma, even more so l'kriyas shema when it comes to kriyas shema. Shepoet mo shel melech malch hamlochim hakadosh baruch hu, which is the decree of Hashem. Shechayev kol echad likroi so be'emo v'yiro bereses v'zeh. When she read it with fear and a trembling state, the cause of our prisha, and the prisha writes, lekachim shelu lepoet kmo ksav v'tzivu yamelech. Therefore, it's compared to decrees of a king. Lo ima lechor to teach us. Shelo itikro kriya shema. The kriya shema should not be read. Bechatifa, in a fast way, v'merutza, in a fast way, v'le'irbu v'advorim, and with uncarefully read words. Elo b'mitun, milo v'milo, every word should be read carefully, v'hefsek, and with interruption, b'indovo l'dovo, should be interrupted between psukim, between paragraphs, kodum ha'koyre tzivu ha'melech, as if you'd be reading very important decrees of the king, sh'koyre b'mitun, Godel kol tzivui b'fnei atzmoi, every word, every commandment is read on its own. Lehavinoi, to understand it. Al tchunosoi, in its deeper meaning. Kach, similarly, yikro kriyashma should be read. Kol tzivui v'tzivui oynesh v'oynesh anizku boyosim elibu lehavinoi. You shouldn't just read it, rattle it off, but you should try to understand it as you're reading through it. Everything should be understood as you're reading it. Ki utzivu ha-melech, ha-godel bochu, because these are the commandments of the great king bochu. This is what the Bach says in the name of the Prisha. One should read it really as if it was real decrees, and we know it, and this is what Rabbi Yudalev Witte once told me. It's the hardest challenge is
We know how precious it is. But the fact that we say it every single day, that is the challenge. We say it every single day. So the challenge is to still give it with a cheshek, to still go it, to still say it and do it. Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel, top of page 188. B'kiras Shema, yesh gemach teivos. Shema has got 245 words. V'chadei, and in order, lehashlim gemach, and in order to reach 248, keneged evorov, we know we've got 240 evorim, shel adam, so we've got 245 words in Shema. And we want to get to 248. So Rabbi Isai, who is strong in math over here? We need a bit of... So that's three missing, isn't it? Yeah? So, therefore, Messiah Mashliach Tzibur Hashem Elokeichem Emes. The Chazan finished off with the words, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Why? In order, V'choy Zavoyim V'koil Ram, when the Chazan says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he often repeats it loudly, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, which is three words. So that's 245 plus the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes, which is repeated. 245 plus 3 is 248. So that's because in order to show that every single part of the body, 248 limbs, to show that we're mamlech d'ribono shel olam, 248, we want to have according to all the 248 remach evorim. Right, Chovetz Chaim quotes in his sefer Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and I want to bring it in this place over here. He says that it's much easier to be mamlech d'ribono shel olam over the Sheva Rekia. We know there's seven spheres, seven levels of Rekia, of skies. This is only one, and it goes second. Are you familiar? Seven Rekia. Seven spheres of heaven. All the way till the Kisei HaKovet. I don't know much about this, but Chofetz Chaim says there's seven Rekia. Chofetz Chaim says, it is much easier, he said, in the name of Reb Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Muslim movement, he said, it's much easier to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu over all seven Rekia, and to be mamlich Hashem over the entire world, the entire universe. It's much easier to do so than to be mamlich the Ribono Shel Olam over ourselves. To be mamlich Hashem on our bodies, on ourselves, is much, much harder. It's much easier to be mamlich Hashem over the entire universe. But when it comes to mamlich Hashem on ourselves, to control ourselves, that's much harder. Much harder. This is what the Chofetz Chaim says in the name of B'Sol Salanta. Makes sense, no? It really is. It's not so hard to mamlich Hashem of the universe. That we can all do. When it comes to mamlich Ribono Shel Olam, to accept Ribono Shel Olam in charge of every action I do, on every physical part of our body, that's very, very challenging. Therefore, no doubt, I mean, one could say that's probably pshat, why Shema, we have to make sure that we've got 248 remach evorim are covered by Shema. Because when Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, mamlech Hashem of the entire universe, okay, that's fair enough, very good. But we want to have 248 evorim covered by Shema, to show that we mamlech Hashem, not only over all the universe, we want to be mamlech Hashem over our physical existence as well. Does that make sense? You like that pshat? Yeah? So that could be pshat. Right. So we have Shema. Have you ever started counting? Have you ever counted Shema? It's 245 words, apparently. I never counted it myself, but apparently 245 words. Three words missing. Chazan says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He goes over it again. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Three additional words. You get to 245 plus 3, 248. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan. Sefkotn Vav Lashlich Remach 248. Kedisa be Medrashanelam. As the Medrashanelam, by there is from the Zohar Kodesh. So we're learning a bit of Zohar now, a bit of Kabbalah. Pasach Reb Yehuda ve'Oma. Reb Yehuda says in Reb Yehuda says ve'Oma he says. Refu ois tii lesharecha ve'shikulat misecha. Hatoira hi refu leguf. The Torah is a medicine, sustenance really, leguf for a person's body. For the atzomois and to the bones, boilem azel, boilem aboy, in this world, the next world. Tomer Reb Nurai, Omer Reb Nechemia. Reb Nurai says, Nehemiah Reb Nechemia. Bekiras Shema, there's 248 tevois letters. words. Kimine nevorav shel adam, like the limbs of a person. Ve'akoyri kriya shema ketikunoi. So what you read shema properly. Kol eva ve'eva. Every limb of a person, noitel tevo achas, takes one of them, umisrape boy, and gets healed from it. Ve'dor, and that's the meaning, refuas tielis, Neshorecha v'chulu. V'aloi b'kriyas shema, ein shom elo remat hevois. He said, well, that would be good enough. So the meaning of this Nevedah Shanela means that every word that we say gives sustenance to a part of the body. Every word in shema gives sustenance and physical healing to a part of our body. But it's three missing. It continues. V'aloi b'kriyas shema, ein elo remat hevois. Only 245. Ma etakante. What are we meant to do? What are we meant to do? Tiknu, so they were mesaken, shishliach tzibu choyzer shalosh tevois, he should go over the last three words again, the shliach tzibu goes over the last three words again, humaninu, what are those three words? Hashem alekeichem emes. Kede lehashlim remach tevois, in order to get to 248 words, al hakol with the tzibu. Fekol oime ki hashma, shaloim al tzibu, what does somebody do if he's saying it on his own, if he's not hanging with the tzibu? Eine mashlim evorov, מפני שחוסר שלו שתי ושליח ציבור אין חוי זה מה תקנת בוא שום מה לידו who does on his own יחוון בטסבו ווון באמס יציב he should have intention and that's what Rimo is going to say shortly he should have intention by the tesvo by the 15 vovin the 15 vovs that we mentioned by Emes Vyatsev does anybody have a sitter here yeah do you want to quickly go through the 15 vovs okay he's going to explain it in a minute What? Oh, we're going to get to that. We'll get to that. We're not there yet, but you're right. 15. Yeah, 15. Can you just say that? What are the 15? Okay, so let's go through it. Yeah. So that's 15. I believe you, but let's just... It's a viyatzi, venochon, vekayon, veyosha, venemon, veu, vichov, vnechmod, vnoim, vnoira, veadir, mesukon, umekubal, vitoi, viyofe. That adds up to 15. Nusach Sfarad is exactly the same. Rabbi Feingold, Nusach Sfarad. It's Sfaradim, bidyuk oto davar, word by word. 15 vavs. 15 vavs. So when we have the 15 vavs, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Medrash and Elam, you have got 15 vavs and Emes Vyatz. We're going to get to what helps the 15 vavs. We're going to get to that in a minute. But in the meantime, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vim called on nevertheless, Hoya Koyrol of Abba, nevertheless, it's still called, M'uvus lo yichol iskoin, v'chesoron lo yichol emonois. It's still not very good. You've got 245 words at the end of the day, it's not brilliant. You want me to have 248. So okay, you can have the vavs, etc. But that's second best. Really, ideally, you want to have the Hashem Elokeichem Emes of the Chazan, if you can. So that adds up to 240. So that's good enough. Yeah, it's good enough. Yeah, so apparently, the poskim say, from Baruch onwards, it's okay. Yeah, good. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that as well. Yeah, we'll get to that. Shortly. Okay, let us see what the Shulchan Aruch continues over here. So the Ramah, the third line, the Ramah says, over there, and with this, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, kol odom yoytzei, every person is yoytzei, hoil v'shoimim b'piv shel shliach tzibur shalosh tevis eilu. So although the Chazan is the one who says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, nevertheless, the three words work for everybody, and you've got 245, you've got 245, 245, but the words of the Chazan say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you can add, everybody can add, and everybody ends up having 248. ואם היוחד רואה את זה גם כן לא אמרו ממשליח ציבור אין איסו בדובו If somebody wants to say it with a chazan you want to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes with a chazan say second time round there's no issue you're allowed to do that as well ואם הוא קורא ביוחד Now what about a yochid? Let's speak about a yochid somebody's not davening with a tzibur יחוון you should have intention בתסווה וווין שבאמס ויציב The 15 vavin, as we just mentioned now, which are mentioned by Emes Vyatsiv. Sha'olam Tishim. So 15 times vav adds up to 90. 15 times 6. Yeah, Vav is Kimati of 6. Rabbi Osler has 15 times 6. 6 times 10 is 60 plus 6. plus 6 times 5?
90.
90. Good. See, that's, from there you go. From here we learn the importance of drilling in timetables in primary school. Yeah? We're all agreeing? We're all agreeing? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, so that's 50, that's 15 times 6 is 90. V'hem keneged shloshe shemos havaya, and 90 is against the, is the gemara, is the shloshe shemos havaya, against the three names of the Ribbono Shel Olam, shekol shem oile esrim v'sheish, v'arba ois yishem shloshim. If you take the three names of Hashem, they all end up being 26, and you add yud k vav k, which is the four letters, and shloshim adds up to 30. So in other words, you haven't got, by saying that, if you're on your own, you're only going to have 245 words of Shema. Now, you're not going to get Hashem Elokei Chememes. You're stuck with 245. Okay, but at the very least, what you're going to have is by Emes V'yatziv, having in mind the 15 Vavs, and that is very choshe, because that adds up to 90, and 90 represents the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's very, very special as well. You're going to say, but I haven't got a 248. True, you haven't got it, but you've got something else. At least hang on to that. That's what the Ramah says. And very good. So So repeat your question. What were you?
Shmuel Amita, you're saying 245 anyway.
You do, yeah. So we'll get to the Kel Melech Nema. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Very good. V'yesh oit. Let me just see the Mishnebu over here. I want to see the Mishnebu Sef Cotton Ches. Hashem Elokeichem Emes, uveSefer Asor Ma'amoros, the name in the Sefer Asor Ma'amoros, Kosov Shliach Tzibur Leisayim Belachash B'Tevas Emes. He says the Sefer Asor Ma'amoros. He says the Shliach Tzibur should not say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Kim Shechoyzev Oyma BeKol Ram. Only the second time round. UveZeh Yimotz Achesh Min Ramach. And that's you're going to end up 248. Tilavachi. Without that, yeah, Ramach, you're going to have 249. Achaminek Shulchan Oruch, but the minhag is like the Shulchan Oruch. Sheish Loim Agam BePam Rishon Emes. Shloi Yahavri Beneim. You should say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then the second time round again Hashem Elokeichem Emes. VeHasheni Einu Min Amini Ela Birkas Emes V'Yat. Second time is no counter because that's part of Emes V'Yatzev already. Chen Kosav Prim God, that's Prim God. He says Va God Kosav Yikas Amamos, and the God Pass Kas Amamos.
So what's your minhag when you done for the Amud?
Okay, this Mishnah Berurah over here speaks of Hashem Elokeichem Emes the first time round that the Chazan davens, when the Chazan davens quietly still. Okay, the second time round, we all know the Chazan is going to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and that's how we carry on V'yatziv Enochein. Okay, I'm talking now specifically about the Chazan when he quietly says Shema the first time round quietly for himself. How does he say? Does he say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes? And then he waits, and then when the olim is ready, when the rav is ready, he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Oh, does he just say Asher Yitzitz Yaschem Eretz Mitzrayim Yesh Lachem Elokim Ani Hashem Elokeichem? He waits over here, and when he's ready, then he repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So does he say Hashem Elokeichem Emes twice, or does he say the first time Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then the second time he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes V'yatziv Nochen? Yeah, what is the right approach? So if you count the words, apparently I didn't count myself. The Asor Ma'amoros says that if you count twice Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you're going to end up having 249, and therefore you say Hashem Elokeichem, and then loudly you're going to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So that Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is not like that. The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag of the chazan is always to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then second time around again Hashem Elokeichem Emes V'yatziv. That's what he said. I don't know what the minhag is. I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah claims the minhag is like that. I don't know. Contemporary poskim bring some say like the Asor Ma'amoros, some say like Mishnah Berurah calls the minhag. I don't know. Rabbi say what's generally the minhag? I don't know. It depends on sidurim. Yeah, this siddur, for instance. Look at this siddur, which is very, very meduyek. This siddur, I just noticed now, he does say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Achazen choyzev oimah b'kolam Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He seems to be saying what Mishnah Berurah said the minhag is. I've definitely seen in other sidurim that don't say, well, how do you do it when you daven for the Amud? Same. Yeah? When anybody davens for the Amud sometimes, how do you do it? How do you do it? Ein Artskol. B'chein halacha. Yeah. Yeah. So good. So okay, one could definitely, Mishnah Berurah says that is the minhag. Okay. Right. We shall continue with Hashem. Tomorrow, let me just recap briefly what we learned tonight. We learned that Kriyas Shema has to be done by Kavona, Emes, Veres, Uvezeah. We learned that it has to be done every day as if it's Kichadoshim. It's not as if the decree of a king came. You'd be very curious about it. You'd take it seriously. It's Nikal V'Choyma Shema. We learned about the 245 words in Kriyas Shema. Chazan therefore repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes to get to 248. We spoke about a Yochid who has Kavona during the Tesvav Vavs, in order to get to 90, and that's representing the name of Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's second best. We spoke about repetition of Hashem Elokeichem Emes, that according to Masa Umamos, you don't say the Chazan would not say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then again Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you only say Hashem Elokeichem, and the second time Hashem Elokeichem Emes.